Hi everyone, welcome to the session on Internet of Things telemetry. This is second part of the session on telemetry, where we are going to focus on Event Hub. I'm Punit Ghanshani, Microsoft MVP and the solution architect by profession. So in this session on telemetry, we covered the agenda of understanding Internet of Things, and we saw how event processing pipeline looks like in Azure. And we also understood how the telemetry works. So we'll have a quick recap before we go into the demo. So when we talk about telemetry, we have multiple producers, which can be devices or applications, and they broadcast data to event hubs. Each publisher obtains a shared access signature token, which defines the publisher policy. And when a message is published to the event hub, the producer can define a partition key. This key usually groups the producers, could be one, could be multiple producers, and a typical example of a partition key is a geographical location or a type of device or something like that. Internally, event hubs maintain multiple partitions, and each partition has a queue of events grouped by a partition key. So when a producer publishes a message to the event hub with a partition key, Event Hub does a hash of this partition key and decides the appropriate partition to queue the message. Consumers, on the other hand, are grouped into consumer groups. One consumer can have only one reader per partition, which ensures that each partition is read without locks and high performance is achieved. So when we are defining our architecture in the cloud, we should ensure that the transient failures and connection drops are taken care of. So when a connection from a consumer is dropped, Event Hubs allow us to reconnect with an offset, that is the sequence of the message from which it should reconnect, which means that each consumer has to maintain an offset during successful reads so that on disconnection it can skip the read messages and direct the point where the messages are pending to be read. Now this process gets simplified if we use the Azure SDK by adopting the event processor host, which is an intelligent processor, and it automatically makes sure that when you're reconnecting, it does not read the already read messages and directly jumps to the message which has not been read. So that's how the telemetry works with Azure between the producers and the consumers. The producer could be IoT-based devices or business applications, but the consumers will be applications that reside on cloud. So the part of this module, we'll go through a demo where we'll see how we can connect to the event processor using .NET APIs and Node.js-based applications. So I'm on my Azure portal where I'm inside service bus, IoT-bus. That's the service bus name I have defined as a namespace. And inside that, I have an event hub called inbox. So when I go inside the inbox event hub, I can see the partition count as 4. So there are 4 partitions inside this event hub. So when I create the event hub with quick create, it automatically creates it 4 partitions, but I can configure it to have more. Once I've created, I can't alter the number of partitions, so I have to delete and create a new event hub. So when I go into the configure, I can see the shared access policies. I have a shared access policy called configure, which is for manage, send, and listen. I have a Raspberry Pi 2 that is allowed to send. I have a consumer that is allowed to listen, and I have a Galileo device, which is also allowed to send. So all these publishers that are sending data have a primary and a secondary key, which is a shared access key. I can utilize these keys when I'm connecting to say that, okay, this is Pi 2 getting connected to Event Hub. So I can define a new device called Beta, and which has send permissions. And this would automatically create a shared access policy. Now, if I can do the same with Azure APIs. So our solution has 3 main applications or 3 projects. One is the consumer, second is producer, and third is the provision. So provision is the project that is used to register a device, or in other words, to get a SAS token from the device. The producer is the project that produces the data and sends it to the device, and consumer is the application that is going to consume the devices from Event Hub, consume the events from the Event Hub. So as a first step, what we'd do is we would run a provision command where we are using the Azure SDK and creating a shared access key with the send rights. So here we are defining the rights as sent, use the device name as the key or the rule name, and provide us the random key or the key that will allow us to publish messages to Event Hub from that device. So we'll use the Azure SDK. So I'm saying provision slash name, and the device name is Alpha. Let's just put Alpha for this demo. And we get a hash key here. Let's copy this hash key. We'll utilize it when we want to send the messages to the Event Hub. Now, next important part of the project is the producer. So what the producer does is it connects to the Event Hub using the Event Bus URI, and then it creates the connection string with Event Hub. It uses AMQP, defines the retry policy as an exponential retry, so it will retry when it fails to connect. And then what we're doing is, in a while loop, we are sending the payload, which is the sensor data, in a byte format to the Event Hub. So we are using, or we are setting some user properties here, which is the type of the message. We're saying telemetry and just putting the date time. You can use this properties dictionary to add any user property that you would want to. The partition key, as we discussed, is for grouping the producers, and we're using the device name to group the producers. So any communication coming out of the device Alpha would be grouped under the, will have the partition key as Alpha, and it will go in the same sequence as we are broadcasting the messages. So it will go inside the same partition queue and in the same sequence. So this piece of code that is written here can be executed on any IoT device that runs .NET. So you can use it inside a universal Windows platform application, or you can use it with Mono. So, or you can also use it on Azure in worker processes or a website as well. So this code remains same. The part of telemetry remains the same to the Event Hub. So this is the producer, and let's see the consumer. So consumer also uses the Event Hub SDK, but it defines the intelligent console event processor. So the event processor derives from the interface I event processor, and it defines three events: close async, open async, and process event async. The names itself signify the purpose of these methods. So in the process event async, we can get the messages from Event Hub and see if it has a correlation ID. So if it is a response to a message, it's the feedback from a device or device to a particular consumer, it will have a correlation ID. So we can define whether this message is actually the first message that came in, or the response to a message that we have received earlier. So if it's a correlation, just print that response received. Otherwise, print that message received. So it's a simple console event processor that takes the message and publishes it on the UI that we got this message. So we have provisioned the device Alpha, and we've got this hash key. We'll first start the consumer. So consumer is using the shared access key for consumer, which can listen to the messages as well, not just send the messages. So it would start, and it's waiting for any messages to come to it. Now we'll start the producer, and which will producer. Let's just see what is the requirement. Yep. So producer name equals to Alpha, and hash equals to paste it. So this will keep on sending messages, sensor messages, simulated sensor messages to the Event Hub, and let's see, the consumer should receive them. There you go. And you can see it's just instantaneous. So this guy is publishing, and this guy is receiving the messages from the same partition. Now that is the key. Let us stop this guy here. If we see all the messages that have been received till now are using the same partition, if you change the code to add another, not use just the device name but something else, it will use the different partition. So you can use temperature as one of the producer partition keys, or you can use the device, or you can use any other parameter that you would want to do. So you can partition the messages to different queues inside Event Hub. Now the same functionality can also be achieved with Node.js. So let's have a quick look at a Node.js application. So this is a fantastic Visual Studio Code IDE, which I like for using for development for Node. So I have defined another device called Galileo, and I have the host name defined as Galileo. If I'm using it on the device, I can directly use the os.hostname in Node.js, and that will give us the host name. So in this case, it will give the host name of my machine. I can still use Galileo, or I can use Alpha. So I can use Alpha, and I can change the shared key to the hash key that we just created. So we provisioned the device called Alpha. It will use it. It will create a payload of 5 messages and then send the temperature. So what it is effectively doing, this one is calling HTTPS. So the one that we saw in .NET is using AMQP libraries or AMQP protocol to send the messages. When we are using Node.js, we can also use AMQP or we can use HTTPS based mechanism. So here we are using the HTTPS based mechanism, where we are creating a SAS token, which would have a signature, which would have an expiry time, and would have the key name same as the device name. So we're creating this SAS token over here, and then creating a post request to the namespace, and in the authorization or header, we're just putting the SAS token. So this is telling Azure that this producer has a token which is expiring at this time. If the token expires, you can renew the token, or you can revoke the token explicitly if you don't want a publisher to or a producer to keep on publishing messages. So all those things you can manage. So this is a simple Node.js application that randomly generates a temperature and sends the payload to the Event Hub using Alpha. So let's just make sure the consumer is up. Yes, indeed, it is up. Let's run this. So it received the messages in different partition IDs because we have not set the partition key. If you set the partition key, it would receive in the same partition. So you can see there are 4 partitions, 0, 1, 2, and 3. All of them have received the messages. There is no particular sequence in which it is in which partition it is going, because we have not defined the partition key. So in this way, you can send you can use Node.js also to send the data. Now I'll show you a application that is configured to run on Intel Galileo 2 Gen 2. It uses different libraries to sense the temperature on an analog pin A0. Shows the high and the low temperatures in LED on the digital pin D6, and sends the data to Azure at a frequency of 60,000 milliseconds. So the device name is Galileo. It has all the constant defined here. So the namespaces, the shared access key, everything is defined here. And this device also receives back the response from Azure. So to receive the response back from cloud to device, the mechanism I have used in this example is to have service bus topics. So I have created a filter where it is filtering for device name. So all the metadata, when we are publishing an event to the topic, has a key. So, subscription criteria is device name equals to device name, and only messages that are eligible for this device would reach this Galileo IoT device. So what it does is it first connects to Azure, detects the board. I'm using Johnny 5 libraries to connect and find out the board. And once it is initialized, it sends the temperature. It uses the temperature controller of Johnny 5 library. And on the temperature data, that is at the refresh rate, it finds out the Fahrenheit value of the temperature, creates a payload, and sends the measurement to Azure in the same way as we saw in the temperature.js file. So when we run this on the Kalilu device, it would actually sense the temperature and would send this data to cloud. In the cloud, you can have a workup role who can receive this data or from event processor, and using the event processor, analyze the data, and if the temperature increases beyond a certain value, it can publish the message. So the Galileo device would get the message in the topic and will start processing the message. So this is the way where you can send the data from device to Azure and do the analytics and send back the data from the cloud back to the device.